Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
It is not just your obedience, it's your willing obedience that I bless, saith the Lord. For I know whether it's coming from the heart or whether it isn't coming from the heart. And when I see obedience from the heart, I put my hand of blessing upon that life. For how shall I not bless a life that is lived out of love for me? And all true obedience is born out of deep, abiding love for me. And yea, saith God, I will cause you to love me because I will love you first. I will stimulate love from you by being good to you, even when you have failed me, saith the Lord. And you wonder, who are we singing for? For there are few to hear us. And I say, you're singing for me, says the Lord. And if you will continue to sing for me, I'll see that others come to hear my praise, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The good fight of faith that I've asked you to fight to win this battle does not involve human energy, so you will not get tired and wore out fighting this fight, and it does not involve human ingenuity. It is not your ability, saith God. It's not by might nor power at all. It's by my Spirit that these victories are given to you. And know that spiritual victories are supernatural. The enemy doesn't understand that yea, your enemies do not fully understand. Even to this day, they do not understand, for they cannot see the one who stands with you in battle, but they will know when they fall that the Lord is with you, saith the Lord. You've been patient, you've been faithful. I reward both patience and faithfulness. See in my word and know that it is true, saith God. Continue to be faithful and to patiently wait upon me, for yea, in a time appointed, thou shalt see the answers that thou hast believed me for, saith the Spirit of God. There's nowhere to go to get away from Sodom, for the world has become the same. Even as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the day the Son of Man cometh. This is worldwide, saith the Spirit of God. But you can be strengthened to stand for me, in the midst of a gainsaying, rebellious, and stiff-necked people, in the midst of an evil world, you shine as lights in that world. You are my luminaries. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, and neither can those who stand for me in these last days. For the darkness shall not put out the light. The darkness will only enhance it. This is your greatest hour to be my witnesses, saith the Spirit of God. So